I'm reading three portions of scripture.
Amen.
And then we go into our message.
Topinda mumaridzo yedu.
The first one is Joel in chapter
1. Then that is verses 1
to 3. Verse 1
kusvika 3.
And we also go to Joel in chapter 2.
Toenda kuna Joere chitsauko 2.
Verses 25 and 6.
Verse 25 ne 26.
And then we'll read from Genesis chapter 20.
Tozoverenga kuna Genesis chapter 20.
Amen. And while we're opening, I just want to drop in this announcement about the singing that's going on after service today from 3 o'clock.
Tiri kutsvaga magwaro da kungokuzivisai pamusoro pekuimbwa kuchange kuripo kubvana 3 o'clock.
One brother from the DRC, Brother Peretz, is going to sing with some of his friends.
Hama yedu yeku DRC, Brother Peretz, vachange vachimba nedzimwe shamwari dzavo.
Amen.
Amen.
The word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Petuel. Hear this, ye old men, and give ear, all ye inhabitants of the land. Had this been in your days, or even in the days of your fathers.
Shoko ra Jehovha rakasvika kuna Joere mwanakomana waPetueri. Inzwai chinhu ichi, imi vatana. Murereke nzeve dzenyu, imi mose mugere munyika ino. Ko zvakadai zvakamboitwa pamazuva enyu, kana pamazuva amadzibaba enyu here?
Tell ye your children of it, and let your children tell their children and their children another generation.
Udzai vana venyu izvozvo. Vana venyu vaudzewo vana vavo, navana vavo vaudze rimwe rudzi runotevera.
I think let's go to verse 4.
Tuenda ku verse 4.
I think verse 4 will be fine for us.
Verse 4 zvinenge zvakatiringana.
That which the palmer worm hath left had the locust eaten, and that which the locust hath left had the cankerworm eaten, and that which the cankerworm hath left had the caterpillar eaten.
Zvakasiyiwa nomuteteni zvakadyiwa nemhashu. Zvakasiyiwa nemhashu zvakadyiwa negwatakwata. Zvakasiyiwa negwatakwata zvakadyiwa nomupedza chose.
Amen. Let's go to chapter 2.
And chapter 2.
Verses 25 and 6.
Toverenga verse 25 ne 26.
I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm and my great army which I sent among you.
Ndichakudzosera izve makore amakadyirwa nemhashu negwatakwata nemupedza chose nomuteteni iyo hondo yangu huru yandakatuma pakati penyu.
And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed.
Muchadya zvakawanda mukaguta mukarumbidza zita raJehovha Mwari wenyu wakakuitirai zvinoshamisa. Vanhu vangu havangatongonyadziswi nokusingaperi.
Amen. Amen. We go back to Genesis in chapter 20.
Todzokera kumashure kuna Genesis 20.
Verses 7 and 8.
Toverenga verse 7 kusvika 8.
This is talking about Abraham who had gone to Abimelech. I believe many of you know the story if you enjoy reading the Bible. Now, therefore, restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, know thou that thou surely die. Shall surely die, thou and all that are thine.
Saka zvino dzosa mukadzi womurume uyu, nokuti muprofita. Iye uchakunyengeterera kuti urarame. Kana ukasamudzosa, uzive kuti uchafa zviro kwazvo, iwe navose vari vako.
Therefore Abimelech rose early in the morning and called all his servants and told all these things in their ears, and the men were so afraid.
Abimereki akamuka mangwanani akadana varanda vake vose akavaudza izvozvo zvose munzeve dzavo. Varume vakavhunduka kwazvo.
Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add blessing to the reading of His word. You may be seated.
Ishe vawedzere maropafadzo pakuverengwa kweshoko ravo mugare zvenyu pasi.
From the beginning of the year, we have heard overwhelming testimonies and reports about restoration.
Kubva pakuvamba kwegore tanzwa zvapupu zvakawandisa pamusoro pekudzoreredza.
Even this morning, we also heard about restoration of health.
Kunyange mangwanani ano tanzwa chapupu chekudzoreredzwa kwehutano.
From Brother Eddie and also from Brother Mkize.
Kubva kuna Brother Eddie na Brother Mkize.
That's what you heard this morning.
Those are tanzwa mangwanani anasi.
Amen. We're so thankful that God can do that to us.
Tinotenda zvikuru kuti Mwari vanokwanisa kutiitira izvozvo.
And another one from Sister Majaya that told me last night.
Nechimwe chandakanzwa na Sister Majaya usiku wapfuura.
Very powerful testimonies.
Zvapupu zvine simba.
We are so thankful. We had one about the phone, we had one about the bag, and
takanzwa chimwe chefoni, takanzwa chimwe chebag.
We are looking forward for another one about another phone. Sister Marufu was telling us that somebody broke into her car last Friday while she was parked out here.
Takatarisira chimwe chapupu chekudzoredzwa kwefoni. Sister Marufu ari kutiudza kuti pane munhu akapwanya mumotikari mavo pavakanga vakapaka.
And got away with some money and the phone.
Akatora mari nefoni.
No doubt we might be having many other situations that's in need of restoration.
Pasina kupokana tinogona nge tine mamwe mamiriro ezvinhu akawandisa ari kudawo kuti dai Mwari vapindira vadzoreredza.
It could be restoration of friendships, it could be restoration of home situations.
Pamwe kudzoreredzwa kweushamwari kana kudzoreredzwa kwemamiriro ezvinhu kudzimba.
Restoration of health.
Kudzoreredzwa kweutano.
Restoration of businesses.
Kudzoreredzwa kwemabhizimu.
Restoration of jobs.
Kudzoreredzwa kwemabasa.
Amen.
Amen.
It's so much that we desire to be having.
Zvakawandisa zvatiri kushuvira kuti tive nazvo.
And our prayers are going towards all these different situations.
Uye minamato yedu iri kungonamatwa yakanangana nezvinhu izvi.
But one thing for sure.
Asi chimwe chinhu chechokwadi.
God is able.
Mwari wedu vanogona.
When you read where the prophet, either Prophet Joel or the Prophet William Branham is talking about restoration.
Ukaverenga iwe zvinotaurwa nemuprofita, angava muprofita Joel kana muprofita wedu William Branham.
They both give an emphasis that God can do it.
Vose vanosimbisa kuti Mwari wedu anozvigona.
And both actually punctuate it with thus said the Lord.
Vose vanozvisimbisa nekuti zvanzi naJehovah.
If it is a true prophet that tells you thus said the Lord, then we are rest assured that once we leave it in the hands of God, He's going to do the rest.
Kana ari muprofita wechokwadi kana mukanzwa zvanzi naJehovah, kana isu tikangozvibatisisa togutsikana kuti tazvisiya maoko aMwari.
Amen.
Amen.
Then it's our faith that must go to work.
Kutenda kwedu ndokunofanira kutanga kushanda.
Because we know that the Lord can do it.
Nekuti tinoziva kuti Mwari wedu anozvikwanisa.
Men's words can fail, but God's word will never fail.
Mashoko emunhu anogona kukundika asi mashoko aMwari haakundike.
This is how we are approaching this.
Ndo mapindiro atiri kuita munyaya iyi.
As you look into your own situation.
Parikutarisa iwewe munyaya yako.
Amen.
Amen.
That men's words can fail, but if God says it, then we are rest assured. We know it is going to work.
Urikupinda munyaya iyi uchiti mashoko emunhu anogona kukundikana asi mashoko aMwari haagone kukundikana.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know that repentance also is a form of it's actually restoration.
Munozviziva here kuti kutendeuka imwe nzira yekudzoreredza.
Because one time you were with God, one time you were together with God.
Pane imwe nguva makanga muri mose naMwari.
But you, when you came into this world, you got alienated with the devil.
Asi pawakapinda munyika inoyi, wakaenda kuhukama na diabori ukabva kuna Mwari.
And your relationship with God was strained.
ukama wako na mwari ukapinda panjodzi.
But God gave us a message.
Asi mwari vakatipa mharidzo.
Which makes us to realize.
Inoita kuti ticherechedze.
That we don't belong here.
Kuti hatisive pano panyika.
We've got another home yet.
Tine mumwe musha uripo.
And that's where we are going.
Ndokwatakananga.
Amen.
Amen.
And the devil has come in to destroy a lot of things among us.
Uye diabori akauya kuzoparadza zvinhu zvakawanda pakati pedu.
Homes have been broken.
Misha yakaparadzwa.
Relationships have been broken.
Ukama wakaparadzwa.
Amen.
Amen.
Many things that we can talk about.
Nezvinhu zvakawanda zvatokwanisa kutaura.
But this morning we have a thus said the Lord.
Asi mangwanani ano tine zvanzi naJehovah.
To that kind of a restoration.
Kumhando yakadai yekudzoreredza.
If you want it, God will give it to you.
Kana uchida iwe Mwari vanokupa.
We don't want to sit back and say, God, you work it on yourself. I'm not involved.
Hatidi kupeta maoko toti Mwari chishanda imuri mega ina andimo munyaya yacho.
But we want to be involved.
Asi toda kutoveo munyaya.
We want to believe that he is going to do it.
Toda kutotenda kuti Mwari vachatozviita.
Because all things are possible.
Nekuti zvinhu zvose zvinokwanisika.
To them that believe.
Kune avo vanotenda.
So it's all up to you on how you define all things.
Saka zviri kwauri kuti iwewe unoti zvinhu zvose chii.
Amen.
Amen.
If all things is big things, it must happen to you that way.
Kana kwauri zvinhu zvose zvinhu zvikuru zvinofanira kuitika kwauri nenzira iyoyo.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Tinotenda Ishe.
Brother Branham preached the message, I will restore.
Brother Branham akaparidza mharidzo inonzi ndichadzoreredza.
6 times.
Katanhatu.
And then he kept it up with a powerful message which we all know about the restoration of the bride tree.
Ndobva vazoipfiga nenhongonya yemharidzo yatinoziva inonzi kudzoreredzwa kwemuti wemwenga.
Amen.
Amen.
So the first time he preached it was in 53.
Pavakatanga kuiparidza muna 1953.
I will restore.
Ndichadzoreredza.
In Owensboro in Kentucky.
Ku Owensboro ku Kentucky.
That's where he preached it.
Ndokwavakaiparidza.
To show many people, you know, in their minds they think we want to forget about 62 messages and below. All I want is 63 and ahead.
Vamwe vanhu vane maonero ekuti ini ndoda kungotarisa mharidzo chete dzekubva muna 1963 zvichienda mberi. Dzekuna 1962 tichidzoka kumashure handisinei nadzo.
But the prophet caught the revelation long time.
Asi muprofita akabata chizariro kare kare.
And he was probing into the message from long back.
Vakanga vachitopinda mumharidzo kubva kare.
And finally he gives us the full message.
Pekupedzisira vozotipa mharidzo muzere wayo.
Amen.
Amen.
Then you can see it starts way back there and it brings it up all the way.
Munotozoona kuti zvakatotanga kumashure kuya kuzosvika vazozviunza.
How many of you know or remember that Brother Branham preached the seven church ages in 1954?
Vangana vanozviziva kana vanorangarira kuti Brother Branham vakaparidza mazera manomwe makereke muna 1954.
Amen.
Amen.
Then in the 60s he had to bring a whole series of the seven church ages.
Zvino makore anotera vakazochiunza mazera emanomwe makereke pachena.
He has been preaching adoption way from way back.
Vakanga vachiparidza kugadzwa kwemwana kubva kumashure kwese.
And he was bringing it all the way up.
Vakanga vachiunza mharidzo yavo kuuya nayo kusvika makore ekupedzisira.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
He preached about Melchizedek way back in 51?
Vakaparidza pamusoro paMelchizedek kumashure kuna 1951.
Prince and king. And then in 65 he preached, who is this Melchizedek?
Muna 65 vakaparidza kuti ndiani Melchizedek uyu.
Amen.
Amen.
So the prophet had his message all the time.
Saka muprofita vakagara vaine mharidzo yavo nguva dzose.
He didn't only get the message after 63.
Havana kungowana chete mharidzo mashure me 1963.
He had it all the way back.
Vakagara vainayo mharidzo yavo kumashure
kwese kusvika
panguva ino.
So in 53
muna 1953
he preached I will restore.
Vakaparidza ndichadzoreredza.
54 he preached three times.
Vakaparidza katatu muna 54.
He preached it in June in Des Moines, Iowa.
Vakaparidza muna June muDes Moines ku Iowa.
And he preached again in Los Angeles in California.
Vakaparidza zvakare ku Los Angeles ku California.
54 again he preached in New York.
Muna 54 zakare vakaparidza ku New York.
In 55 he preached in Zurich, Switzerland.
Muna 1955 akaiparidza ku Zurich, Switzerland.
And 57 he preached in Phoenix, Arizona.
Muna 1957 vakaiparidza ku Phoenix, ku Arizona.
He preached as an Easter message.
Vakaiparidza semharidzo ye Easter.
Amen.
Amen.
And now restoration of the bright tree back in Jeffersonville.
Vakaparidza kudzorodzwa kwemiti wemenga kuJeffersonville.
It was Sunday and it was an Easter message also.
Yakanga iri Sunday iri mharidzo yeEaster zvakare.
Amen. Because Easter is a time of restoration.
Nekuti Easter inguva yekudzoreredzwa.
Praise the Lord. So I want to take a thought on principles of restoration.
Ndoda kutora pfungwa yekuti zvitevedzwa zvekudzoreredzwa.
Amen.
Amen.
So that these things as they come upon us and we see them progressing, we don't want to appear like we're blind, we don't see what God is doing.
Kuti zvinhu zvikana zvauya patiri hatidi kuita kunge tiri mapofu tisiri kuona zviri kuitwa naMwari.
Amen.
Amen.
And we are looking forward as the year is still young that God is going to do great things to us.
Uye tiri kutarisira zvinhu zvikuru gore richingotanga kudai kuti Mwari vachatiitira zvinhu zvikuru.
Amen.
Amen.
So we want to see how it goes.
Tinakuona kuti zvichafamba sei.
In order for you also to get what you desire.
Kuti iwe ukwanise kuwana zvishuwo zvemoyo wako.
Amen.
Amen.
We don't just want to appear like we don't participate.
Hatidi kuita kunge tiri vanhu vasiri kupinda munyaya yacho.
And just see what is happening to other people.
Tichingoona zviri kuitika kune vamwe vanhu.
It must happen right around you.
Zvinofanira kunyatsoitika pauri chaiwe iwe.
Amen.
Amen.
And then we believe you are going to be a witness also.
Tinotenda kuti newe uchazovawo chapupu.
Praise God.
Amen.
I want to start off by reading some quote.
Ndoda kuvamba nekuverenga mashoko emuprofita.
Restoration of the bright tree.
Kudzoreredzwa kwemuti wemwenga.
As we look at the word itself, restore.
Tichitarisa iro shoko pacharo richidzoreredzwa.
And as we look also into the different principles that's connected with it.
Tichitarisawo zvitevedzwa zvakasiyana zvinobatanidzwa nekudzoreredzwa.
Amen. So on paragraph 81.
Paragraph 81.
Now, after Brother Neville preached this morning,
mushure mekunge Brother Neville vaparidza mangwanane ano,
that notable message,
maridzo iyo yakanakisa,
last thing he said on his last thoughts,
chinhu chekupedzisira chavataura papfungwa yavo,
was to be restored,
ndechekuti kuzodzoreredzwa,
and so that give me an idea.
Ndoza ndipa pfungwa yangu.
Right here, right there to restore.
Ipapo kudzoreredzwa.
Amen.
Amen.
Right here I'm picking something.
Ipapapa pane zvandatobata.
That ministers learn from other ministers also.
Kuti vashumiri vanotodzidzawo kubva kune vamwe vashumiri.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
And here Brother Neville preached that morning.
Apa Brother Neville ndivo vanga vaparidza mangwanani.
We don't know the message he had preached.
Hatizive mharidzo yavakanga vaparidza.
But as he was preaching through,
asi vari mukuparidza,
right the end of his message,
pakupera kwemharidzo yavo,
he spoke about to be restored.
Vakataura pamusoro pekuzodzoreredzwa.
And the prophet caught it.
Muprofita vava chibata.
And he started working on it.
Ndobva vatanga kushanda nazvo.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
And as he started working on it,
pavakatanga kunge vachishanda naye pfungwa iyi,
then it ballooned.
Yakabva yakura
to a big thought.
Kuve pfungwa huru,
which we all depend upon.
Yatinotozembera pairi nesu.
The restoration of the bright tree.
Kudzoreredzwa kwemuti wemwenga.
Amen.
Amen.
And Brother Burnham was also speaking in that little message, humble thyself.
Brother Burnham vakataura mumharidzo diki ya inonzi zvininipise.
Amen. You remember that message?
Munorangarira here mharidzo iya?
Brother Lee Vail had just preached.
Brother Lee Vail vanga vabva mukuparidza.
And he just stood up to make comments.
Vakangosumukawo kuti vangotaurawo mashoko mashoma.
And he says, I got 30 messages that I wrote out of what Brother Lee Vail had preached.
Hanzi ndine maridzo 30 dzandawana kubva pane zvaparidzwa naBrother Lee Vail.
Amen. And while he was commenting, that was also a very powerful message.
Zvino vari kutaura mashoko avo yakazovawo mharidzo ine simba.
Amen.
Amen.
So we don't just pick from ourselves, but we also learn from others.
Hatingounze zvatinenge tiinazvo isu, asi tine zvimwe zvatinowana nekudzidza kune vamwe.
God has got a way of working with his ministers.
Mwari vane nzira yavanoshanda navo nevashumiri vavo.
And it works out so perfectly.
Uye zvinonyatsoshanda zvakakwana.
And his children are fed.
Uye vana vavo vanowana kudya.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So with this big thought of restoration, we want to make sure our hearts get full of what it means to us.
Uye nepfungwa huru yekudzoreredzwa. Tida kuve nechokwadi kuti moyo yedu yaguta nezvazvinonyatsoreva kwatiri.
Amen.
Amen.
It says, now I rushed home and got my dictionary.
Zvino ndamhanya kumba ndikanotora dura mazwi.
And so forth and some scripture notes and begin to copy some things down.
Nezvimwe zvakadaro ndibva ndatanga kunyora zvinhu pasi.
And then I got Webster's dictionary.
Ndikatora dura mazwi raWebster.
To find out the right definition for restore.
Kuti ndinyatsoona kuti izvire kuti kudzoreredzwa rinonyatsorevei.
To restore means to return to the former owner.
Kudzoreredzwa zvinoreva kudzorerwa kumuridzi wepakutanga.
Or to bring back to the former estate of condition.
Kana kudzoreredzwa kuchinhano chepakutanga.
And we can enforce a claim to be restored.
Uye tine mvumo yekumanikidza kuti tidzoreredzwe.
I like that part.
Ndinofarira chikamishi.
Amen.
Amen.
That we have got a right to enforce.
Yekutoshandisa chisimba.
Amen. So that we might have a restoration.
Kuti tidzoreredzwe.
Praise God.
Amen.
Every one of us,
mumwe nemumwe wedu,
were able to enforce.
Tinokwanisa kushandisa simba.
On a claim.
Pane zvatina zvazvedu.
So that you might be able to have it.
Kuti ukwanise kuve nazvo.
To the former owner.
Kumuridzwe pakutanga.
Now, that's what Webster says the word restore means.
Just not our one, Webster. Zvinoreva izvire kuti
kudzoreredzwa. To bring back to the former owner.
Kudzoreredza pamuridzwe pakutanga.
Or to bring back to a former state of condition.
Kana kudzoreredzwa pachinhano chepamavambo.
And if a claim is made on something.
Zvino kana pane zvakataurwa pane chimwe chinhu.
To make that restoration.
Kuti kudzoreredzwa uku kuitwe.
You can enforce it.
Unokwanisa kushandisa simba.
Amen.
Amen.
To make it come back to its right place.
Kuti zvidzokere panzvimbo yazvo chaizvo.
Amen.
Amen.
So you see, you are not just standing and watching.
Saka muri kuona hausi kungomira wakatarisa.
You go to enforce it.
Unofanira kutoshandisa simba.
You go to make it come back to its right place.
Unofanira kutoti chidzokere panzvimbo yacho chaizvo.
You go to make a claim.
Unofanira kutoshandisa zvakataurwa.
So you're not stationary.
Saka huna kutongomira.
You are doing something to make sure it must come back to you.
Uri kutoita chimwe chinhu kuti zvinhu zvidzoke kwauri.
God knows you need it back.
Mwari anoziva kuti unozvida.
Is all right?
Ndizvo
here. Then you've got to make a move.
Unofanira kutotanga kuita chimwe chinhu.
Enforce it.
Wotoshandisa simba.
To make it come back.
Kuti chidzoke.
To its right place.
Kunzvimbo yacho chaizvo.
And may God bless the feeble words now.
Dai mwari varupafadza mashoko ane hutera.
He goes on to say to restore.
Vanoenda mberi vachiti kudzoreredzwa.
Means to bring back.
Zvinoreva kudzosera.
Or to restore.
Kana kuti kudzoreredza.
A claim can be enforced.
Kana paine chirevo chinogona kumanikidzwa.
Now to bring anything back to its rightful owner.
Kudzoreredza chinhu kune muridzi wacho pakutanga.
Where it belongs.
Kwachakabva.
Therefore some way it went away from its rightful owner.
Zvakabva pamuridzi wazvo.
Amen.
Amen.
And can wander around anywhere.
Zvinogona kungotenderera chero.
But to restore is to bring it back.
Kudzoreredza kuzvidzosa.
Amen.
Amen.
To it who really owns it.
Kune uyo anova muridzi wacho chaiye.
Or to bring it back to its natural estate.
Kana kuchidzoreredza kune chinhano chacho chepakutanga.
Where it was at the first time.
Kwachakanga chiri pachinhano chekutanga.
Bring it back into its natural condition.
Kuchidzorerwa pachinhano chacho chaiva pamasikirwa acho.
In order to do this.
Kuti ukwanise kuzviita izvi.
We have a right.
Tine kodzero.
I want you to notice.
Tinoda kuti mucherechere.
Not certain people.
Kwete vamwe vanhu.
Who is included in the we here?
Ndiani ari kutaurwa muri kunzi tine.
You.
Iwe.
Are included.
Urimo munyaya yacho.
So we have a right.
Tine kodzero.
To enforce.
Kushandisa simba.
Amen.
Amen.
If there is a law.
Kana paine murau.
To enforce this rightful condition of restoration to restore.
Kuti tishandise chisimba kudzorera pachinhano ichi chekudzoreredzwa.
Amen.
Amen.
So we are able to do it.
Tinokwanisa kuzviita.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So you know exactly what belongs to you.
Unonyatsoziva zvinhu zviri zvako iwe.
It was yours to begin with.
Zvakanga zviri zvako pakutanga.
But the enemy took it away.
Asi muvengi akakutorera.
It wandered away from you.
Zvikaenda kure newe.
Amen.
Amen.
But You've got a law to enforce.
Asi une murao wekudzoreredza.
We thank God that He gave us faith.
Notenda Mwari kuti vakatipa kutenda.
Amen.
Amen.
To believe that it is possible.
Kuti titende kuti zvinokwanisika.
Like if somebody stole some property.
Zvakafanana nekuti mumwe munhu aba zvinhu zvisiri zvake.
Amen. And they're holding the property captive.
Vakatobata zvinhu izvi pautapwa.
Then you can take the law and go to this person.
Unokwanisa kutora mutemo uenda kune munhu.
And the law forces.
Zvino mutemo unomanikidza.
And forces this person to restore this property back to its natural owner.
Unomanikidza munhu kuti adzore zvaakaba izvi kumuridzi wazvo.
Is all right?
Ndizvo here?
To its former estate.
Kuchinano chepakutanga.
So the law can do it.
Mutemo unokwanisa kuzviita.
It says enforcement.
Hanzi kuchandisa chisimba.
What a text.
Hanzi ifungwa
yakadini. I would like to have it 2 days on that enforce.
Kuva nemazuva maviri. Ndichitaura pazvo izvi kuti shandisa chisimba.
Amen.
Amen.
So you see, it's something that is very important.
Saka chinhu chakakosha.
That we have got to look into this.
Chatinofanira kutarisa machiri.
Enforcement.
Kushandisa chisimba.
There's some 2 words I would like to center on so that we can see these important ones that the prophet was putting in this definition.
Pane mashoko maviri atoda kuti tibatisise aitaurwa nemuprofita panyaya iyi.
The first one is claim.
Rekutanga nderekuti claim.
So every one of us has got a right to claim.
Mumwe nemumwe wedu tese tine kodzero yekutaura kuti ndinoda zvinhu zvangu.
When something has been stolen from you, do you go to the police?
Kana iwe chinhu chabiwa kwauri unoenda here kumapurisa?
Yes.
Hongu.
And when you go to the police, what are you doing?
Kana uri kuenda kumapurisa uri kuitei?
You are making a claim.
Uri kunotaura kuti zvinhu zvangu zvabiwa.
Yes, it's a report.
Hongu.
But in that report you are making a claim.
Hongu inonzi report, asi mukureporta uku ndokutotaura kuti ndiri kuda zvinhu zvangu.
You are showing that the stuff is yours.
Uri kuratidza kuti zvinhu ndezvako.
Amen.
Amen.
And you are not saying let it go.
Hausingoti ngazviende.
But you are saying I want it back.
Uri kuti ndiri kuda kuti zvidzoke.
It's a demand.
Uri kutoti nechisimba ngazviuye.
Of something that is due to you.
Yezvinhu zvinofanira kunge zviri zvako.
And you believe that it has to be due. You must bring it back.
Unotenda kuti zvinofanira kudzoswa.
But only until you know it belongs to you.
Kusikungosvikira bedzi wangoziva kuti ndezvako.
That is the only time you can make a claim.
Ndopega paunokwanisa kunoreporta kana kunotaura.
If you don't know that it is yours.
Kana usingazive kuti ndezvako.
You cannot make a claim.
Haukwanisi kunoreporta iwe.
So the word claim to us is very important.
Saka izviri rekuti claim rakakosha kwatiri.
Because it shows you've got a right to something.
You know that iwewe uri muridzi wechime chinhu.
It's all right?
Ndizvo here.
It's an assertion. Open to challenge.
Zvinoreva kuti watobvuma kuenda kunopikisa.
A claim of authenticity.
Kunotaura kuti zvinhu ndezvangu.
Amen.
Amen.
It's your claim.
Ndezvako.
So the second word is enforce.
Izvi rechipiri nderekuti kushandisa chisimba.
Amen.
Amen.
So you are not reluctant.
Hauna kungodekara.
You are not just leaving it to the wind.
Hausi kuzisiya kuti zvangosiyara kumhepo.
But you have got to do something.
Pane zvaunofanira kutoita iwe.
Enforce.
Kushandisa chisimba.
So you look for the law.
Unotsvaga mutemo.
That shows you that it's yours.
Unokurakidza kuti zvinhu izvi ndezvako.
And that you have got a right to your property.
Uye kuti une kodzero kune zvinhu zviri zvako.
You have got a right to your stuff.
Une kodzero kune zviri zvako.
This is why you have got to enforce.
Ndosaka uchifanira kushandisa chisimba.
Naturally, if you are weak,
panyama kana une hutera,
you use something else that is stronger than you.
Unoshandisa chime chinhu chine simba kudarika iwe.
This is why you go to the police.
Ndosaka uchienda kumapurisa.
Because the police will go with handcuffs.
Nekuti mapurisa vanoenda nengetani.
And tell the person, bring it back or else.
Votaura munhu kuti dzora zvino kana kuti tokusunga.
This is why we've got prisons around.
Ndosaka tine majeri.
Amen.
Amen.
So that we can reorientate your mind to know that you mustn't take things that don't belong to you.
Kuti tikwanise kuunza mupfungwa dzenyu kuti musaba zvinhu zvisiri zvenyu.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
So it's a power that is higher than you.
Rime simba riri pamusoro perako.
To help you enforce or get back that which belongs to you.
Kukubatsira kushandisa chisimba kana kudzoreredza zvinhu zviri zvako.
Is to urge with energy.
zvinoreva kushandisa simba
to effect or gain by force
kuita chime chinhu kuti uwane zvinhu zvako nechisimba
amen to make sure the people do what is required by law
kuve nechokwadi kuti vanhu vatevedza zviri pamutemo
to enforce is to make things happen
kushandisa chisimba kuita kuti zvinhu zviitike
amen
amen
so that you have your stuff back again
kuti zvinhu zvako zvidzoreredzwe
is all right
ndizvo here
do you see what these things are meaning to us
murikona here kuti zvinhu zvinorevekwa tiri
because the first thing you must know that you lost an item
chinhu chekutanga unofanira kuziva kuti une chawakarasikirwa nacho
and after you lost an item you go to work
musure mekunge warasikirwa nechinhu chako wakatanga kushanda
amen to make sure that thing comes back to you again
kuve nechokwadi kuti chinhu chiya chadzoka kwauri zvakare
may God help us
dai Mwari vatibatsira
so that we realize
kuti ticherechedze
we don't just leave these things to the wind
kuti hatingosiye zvinhu izvi tichingoti hamenu zvazvo
amen
amen
but you have got a right
asi une kodzero
we got people that's ill here
tine vanhu vanorwara pano
amen
amen
or you have got relatives that's not well
pamwe une hama dziri kurwara
if you believe that you must be sick then you are going to remain sick
kana uchitenda kuti unofanira kurwara uchagara neurwere hwako
if you believe this is the sickness of all men it means you are going to have it
kana uchingotenda kuti ha marwariro evanhu vese uchagara nazvo
if you believe this sickness is for women only
kana uchitenda kuti kurwara uku chirwere chemadzimai ose
so me I'm a woman so I'm sick
saka ini ndingazozvinzenga papi ini ndiri mudzimai
but do you know that you can be an old woman but very healthy
munozvitenda here kuti unokwanisa kuva chembere asi une hutano hunoshamisa
you can walk around and do all your chores and go around and everything is okay but you're an old woman
unokwanisa kuita basa rose raunda kuita ugofamba famba une hutano hwakanaka uri chembere
because you are entitled to your health
nekuti une kodzero yekuve nehutano
is all right
ndizvo here
the devil is our enemy
diabori ndiye muvengi wedu
he is happy when he is seeing you limping
anofara akakuona uchigamina
is all right
ndizvo here
the devil is happy when he sees you on the dining room table
diabori anofara kukuona patafura yemumba mekudya
and you will be saying me I was told not to eat this
uchitaura iwe kuti ichi chikafu ichi handidye ichi
I was told not to touch this
ndakanzi izvi handibate
but you are bringing a lot of other stuff that you are bringing to the table that's not supposed to be there
asi uri kunza zvimwe zvinhu zvakawanda patafura zvisingafanenge zviripo
because the doctor told you you must there's nothing wrong with doctors right because they saw there's something wrong with your body but it's you that is going to fight
the
circumstances in your body
asi vakaona kuti pane chimwe chinhu chakaipa pamwiri wako iwe ndiwe unofanira kurwa kuti zvinhu zvimire zvakanaka
amen
amen
do you know that walking with a stick as a young man is your will is your desire
munoziva here kuti kufamba nemudonzo uri jaya kuda kwako iwe
did you hear the testimony this morning
manzwa here chapupu mangwana neano
amen
amen
she was told bring that stick here
mangonzi tipei mudonzo
by faith she left it
nekutenda vakasiya mudonzo
and she started walking
vakatanga kufamba
is that right
ndizvo here
as we speak right now
tichitotaura iye zvino
in most of the pockets and purses and bags there are a lot of tablets
muhome dzakawanda nemuma bhegi akawanda mune mapiritsi akawanda zvisingaiti
if we have to bring them here brother all the tablets you all have
tikada kuti vanhu vese vari muchechi unzai mapiritsi enyu kuno
you are going to be shocked
munoshamiswa
that believers are moving with tablets
kuti vatendi vanofamba nemapiritsi
amen
amen
if we have to sell all those tablets brother
tika tengesa mapiritsi ese aminawo
look here don't you say pastor says throw away your tablet
ndinzwisiseyo mfundisi avana kuti rasai mapiritsi
no no I'm telling you what is there
asi ndiri kungotaurawo chokwadi chezviripo
is all right
ndizvo here
some of them People around here, they've got special shoes to take care of their legs. Some have got special belts to take care of their back. Some have got special pillows that they must sit on just to make sure. All right.
Vamwe vane butsu dzakagadzirwa kuti dzivabatsire kufamba zvakanaka. Vamwe vane mabhande avanosunga kubatsira musana wavo. Vamwe ndivo vane mapillow avanoya nawo kuti vagare zvakanaka muchechi pacheya.
Children's bread is healing.
Chingwa chevana kupodzwa.
But one day you are going to decide.
Asine rimwe remazuva uchatora sarudzo.
One day.
Nerimwe zuva.
I'm healed.
Ini ndapora.
The moment you start to speak,
paunotanga kungozvitaura,
I'm healed.
Ndapora.
And your body believes it.
Mutumbi wako wabva wazvitenda.
That's it.
Zvatopera.
We're looking for a day.
Tukutsvaga zuva.
When you are going to say that.
Pauchati ndapora.
Amen.
Amen.
We trust it will be this day.
Ndinotenda kuti richava zuva ranhasi.
Amen.
Amen.
May God help us.
Dai Mwari vatibatsira.
Because God has promised us good health.
Nekuti Mwari vakativimbisa hutano hwakanaka. Amen.
Did you know?
Maizviziva here?
That one time Brother Branham had some very thick glasses that he was using.
Kuti pane imwe nguva Brother Branham vaishandisa magirazi anga akakora zvakanyanyisa.
How many of you remember that?
Vangani vanozvirangarira?
He couldn't read properly.
Vaisakwanisa kuverenga zvakanaka.
His wife had to read for him.
Mudzimai wavo ndiye aitovaverengera.
And he called them tortoise shells.
Vaivati goko rekamba.
But most of the pictures that you see about Brother Branham.
Asimpananidzo yakawanda yatinoona ya Brother Branham.
Do you see those shells?
Munoona here vaine magrazi?
What happened?
Chii chakaitika kumagrazi?
They fell off.
Vakasiya.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Somebody must come to a realization.
Munhu anofanira kusvika pakucherechedza.
This is not for me.
Kuti izvi hazvisi zvangu izvi.
Why?
Say,
you are now moving in a channel called restoration.
Wakupinda mumuhwezva unonzi kudzoreredzwa.
That channel takes you back to your normal health.
Muhwezva unokudzorera pautano hwako pakutanga.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother, we can go long ways talking about your healing.
Tinokwanisa kuenda pane pavanenge vachitaura pamusoro pekupodzwa kwako.
If we ask right now for all the false teeth we have in this building.
Tikada kuti titi hunzai mazino enyu amakapuwa na dentist auye kuno mberi.
We'll have quite a bit.
Tinowana mazino akawanda kuno mberi.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Now, it's all because something happened.
Zvese zvakaitika izvi nokuti pane chakaitika.
Some people are loafers right now.
Vamwe vanhu iye zvino marofa havasi
pabasa. But they used to be working.
Asi vaimboshanda.
They used to be driving powerful cars.
Vaimbo driver motikari dzakanakisa.
But something happened.
Asi pane zvakaitika.
I want to say the devil robbed you of your job.
Ndoda kuti diabori akakutorera iwe basa rako.
Is all right?
Ndizvo here.
The devil robbed you.
Diabori akakutorera
of your vehicle.
Motokari yako.
Of your riches.
Vakakutorera pfuma yako.
The devil robbed you.
Diabori akakubira iwe.
Did you know the devil is a robber?
Maizviziva here kuti diabori imbavha?
Yeah, he came to rob you.
Akauya zvokubira.
Today you are back on the kombi.
Wadzokera kukwira makombi.
But it wasn't like that before.
Asi kumashure waifamba nemota.
Are you realizing I'm challenging you?
Murikuona here kuti ndiri kukudenhai?
I'm not saying there's something wrong with you.
Handisi kuti pane chakaipa pauri.
But I'm challenging you.
Asi ndiri kukudenhai.
For you to know.
Kuti uzive.
You can drive that car or even a better one again.
Unogona kudriva motikari yakadaro kana iri nani?
If you believe in this issue called restoration.
Kana uchitenda munyaya inonzi kudzoreredza.
When that issue hits you.
Kana nyaya yakubata.
It gives you sleeplessness.
Aurare unoshaya hope.
Until something happens.
Kusvikira patoitika chimwe chinhu.
But I can work again.
Kuti ini ndichadzokera kubasa zvakare.
I can drive again.
Ndinokwanisa kutyaira mota zvakare.
I can throw my crutches again.
Ndinokwanisa kusiya makrash yangu zvakare.
I can walk out of my wheelchair again.
Ndinokwanisa kubuda muwheelchair zvakare.
Because you were not like that before.
Nekuti wakanga usina kudaro kumashure.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
You were not like that before.
Wakanga usina kumbodaro iwe.
But something happened.
Asi pane zvakaitika.
Why are you walking like this? When others can walk like this. The devil is sitting on one part of your back and pulling like this. And something tells you, look, I can't stretch up. Because I have to walk like this. But do you know you can straighten it up? Do you know it's possible that you can walk straight? The devil robbed you of your health. Is that right? If only you can come to a time to believe that the devil robbed
you.
Then you can say, I want it back. I want to walk straight. Amen.
Amen.
Because now, if they put a ball there, you can't even kick it. Because you are like this. You are going to miss it. Come on. Walk up straight. Kick it. Is it possible? Yes. It's possible.
Amen.
We have got some business people here who used to be very powerful. They would wake up anytime they want. Because some people are busy working there. And people will consult them. What must I do with this? What must I do? But they were powerful business people. Okay. But today, they're borrowing. Is
that
right? Or every month, the business has gone so low, and you can't even afford the necessary things in life. Is that right? You were eating eggs. 2-3 eggs every day. Because you were able to afford. But today, one egg in a month. When you visit. Hi, brother, what has happened? The devil has robbed you. And a lot of times, we fold our hands and say, hey, this economy. This economy. Brother, I want you to know. That's not our language. Please. That's not our language. I don't even want to speak like that. No, no. It's not God's language. The economy issue is for other people. Not our language. How many of you believe that? It's not our language. Don't you ever speak like that? If you speak like that, we look at you again. Where do you belong? That's not our language. Brother, our language. You know what David said? One time I was young. Now I'm old.
Yes, no,
he says, I have never seen God's children begging for bread. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God's children are not beggars. According to that scripture. You cannot even stand by the street corner and do like this. And pretend like you don't see. And twist your face. You know, a lot of those guys are pretending. Do you know that? God's children don't do that. Amen.
Amen.
We're talking about scripture, right? And Jesus says,
Jesu akati,
the sparrows,
shiri,
they don't have a field.
Adzinaka na munda,
they don't have a bank account.
hadzina kana bank account.
They don't even have a swiping card.
Hadzina kana card rekuswipe shiri.
They don't have Zipit.
Hadzina kana Zipit.
Those birds.
Shiri dzamuri kuona idzi.
Is that true?
Ndizvo here.
No eco cash.
Havana hadzina eco cash.
They don't have.
Hadzina kana.
If you get one, look for the pocket.
Ukabata imwe shiri mbotsvaga homwe yayo.
It doesn't have.
Shiri haina homwe.
But do you see it dead on the street?
Makamboona yakafa here mumugwagwa?
No, no.
Kwete.
It won't.
Haife.
Why doesn't it die?
Kose dzisingafe shiri.
God takes care of it.
Mwari ari kudzichengeta.
Amen.
Amen.
It feeds.
Inodya.
To the full.
Kusvika yaguta.
When you see it flying around, it's full already.
Mukaona ichitobhuruka shiri yakatoguta.
And it drinks.
Inonwa.
As much as it wants.
Kusvika painoda.
He says, look at the birds.
Hanzi naJesu, tarisai shiri.
He says, look at the lilies of the valley.
Tarisai hapa yemupata.
They don't toil, they don't spin.
Hadzishande, hadzigadzire shinda.
He says, but even Solomon in his heydays.
Hanzi kunyange Solomon mukubwinya kwake.
Was not dressed as smart as those lilies.
Anga asingambochene kudarika hapa yemumupata.
Amen.
Amen.
But what happened?
Asi chakaitika.
God takes care of it.
Mwari ndiye arikuzvichengeta.
The bird has got no soul. The lilies have got no soul. But you have got a soul and you're God's children. You were even in his mind before the foundation of the world.
Shiri, adzina munhu mukati. Hapa, adzina munhu mukati. Asi Mwari ari kudzichengeta. Iwe waitove mupfungwa yaMwari nyika ino isati yavambwa.
And you have got a mouth to talk.
Une muromo wekutaura.
And to ask him.
Uyekutomukumbira.
And the prophet, you don't ask because you don't believe.
Hanza hamukumbire nekuti hamutendi.
And you don't receive because you don't ask.
Hamugamuchire nekuti hamugone kukumbira.
And you are double minded, you don't receive anything from God.
Uye une maonero mairi, ndosaka usina chaunowana kubva
kuna Mwari. Do you see where we are, brother, sister?
Mukona patiri hama hanzvadzi.
May God help us.
Dai Mwari vatibatsira.
May we get to realize.
Dai tacherechedza.
That it is possible.
Kuti zvinokwanisika.
That you can talk to God.
Kuti unokwanisa kutaura naMwari.
Direct.
Kutotaura naye zvakatonangana naye.
Direct.
Kutaura navo Mwari pachavo.
In Zambia they say direct.
Kutotaura navo Mwari pachavo.
Direct. Amen.
Amen.
But you can talk to him.
Unokwanisa kutaura navo.
Amen. Do you remember this story?
Munorangarira nyaya iyi.
This powerful president was having a meeting with the other heads of state.
Aine simba aive nemusangano nevamwe vatungamiri venyika.
And they were in this room here.
And
it was a crucial meeting. Amen.
Amen.
And the guard knocked at the door. And they opened the door. They said, we'd like to see the president. So what is the problem?
Said,
his son is waiting outside. He's got an urgent message. Amen. The president says, excuse me, gentlemen.
President,
I must talk to my son. Because you were already thinking, you were saying, tell him I'm coming, I want to finish my business. Then after I finish my business, I will come.
President, he
told the guys, wait.
Mama president,
I'm coming.
Kuti ndichambobuda ndirikuzoka.
Are you not a greater son to the Almighty God?
Iwa hausi mwana akomana mukuru here waMwari wamasimba ose.
His issue maybe might have been a ballpoint that has finished.
Pamwe nyaya yake yange yekuti biro yangu yapera.
But your issue is about your business.
Asi nyaya yako iyoyo ndeye business rako.
It's about your health. It's more important than a ballpoint. God is never too busy.
Mwari havambofavakabatikana.
He will come and work on your situation. How many of you believe that? Don't you say, you know, there is a convention going on in Honolulu. So I believe God must be busy hearing the prayers of the saints in Honolulu. And
at
the same time, there's another convention in Jamaica. So God is busy listening to the prayers in Jamaica and listening to this and another in Canada. He's never too busy for you. The Bible says his hand is not shortened. But he's not able to reach you. He says his ears are not closed. So that he won't be able to hear you. But what does the Bible say? He is a high priest. That is touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Before you pray, he's already touched by your infirmity. Amen.
Amen.
And the moment you get sick, it's like he said, who touched me? Because you need healing from him. He knows your need before you even tell him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother, sister, we're talking about restoration. Our God can restore according to your need. Is that true? Amen.
Amen.
Are we not his ambassadors? We need special preference from everybody else in the world. Is that right? Because we are his ambassadors here. And he wants to listen to what we are saying. Because we are his ambassadors. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So you already know what I've been going through, a lot of these things. Your situation where restoration is needed. Amen.
Amen.
You hold on to that. And say, I know my situation. Amen.
Amen.
Now, brother, sister, this may not be our first and last message on this. We might have another message on this again because there's too much to talk about. So don't you say, preachers, They always talk about this to encourage the saints. But if only you can hold it truly and to heart. And to know that God can do it for you. Even in these meetings. Amen.
Amen.
He can do it.
Amen.
The other time we spoke about a testimony that I had some time ago. This couple spoke and they agreed they no longer needed any more children. So they agreed we must just have detubilization. Alright. So they agreed, they said no longer. Okay. So they went to hospital and the procedure was done. Amen.
Amen.
After some years, they had this other friend, a young couple. And this sister got a hold of the baby. And she looked at the baby and says, hey, but I can also have mine. And the desire grew bigger and bigger for her to have another one. So the husband says, of course, every woman has that desire, but you can no longer have another. Because you remember the procedure that we had? Yeah, he says, okay.
All right.
But the desire grew even bigger. And she says, despite what happened, I want another baby. And she got prayed for. And she got the baby.
Yeah.
There are certain things we can explain. Other things we cannot explain. But faith will do much more than your imagination. Faith will bring to you that which is too far away, so remote out of your imagination. Restoration. Our God can do that. Paragraph 88. And fourth, then we have the privilege to enforce upon Satan the claims that God gave us. Did God give you the claim? Amen. For God has a law, and His word is a law. How does it work? The word describes what belongs to you. And you already know I must have this. This belongs to me because the word describes it to you. And God in His word made certain claims to the church. Therefore, we have a right to enforce these claims upon Satan. And say, give it back. And he has to do it. Did you read that? What did the prophet say? And he has to do it.
Satan anofana kutotipa.
He has to do it.
Anofana kutotipa.
He has to give you.
Anofana kutokupa.
Because everything is beginning from God.
Because
we can take God's agent. The Holy Spirit. Go right down on our knees. And say,
Toti.
It's thus said the Lord. He has got to give it up. That's all. Because the Holy Spirit is there to make him do it. When you need that back, brother, sister, you don't go about and say, by faith. By faith, I can have it. By faith. No, no. It's not by faith. Kneel down and tell God, is that said the Lord that you said? And you see, look at the devil and say, Satan,
what is Satan?
It is thus said the Lord. You must remove your dirty hands from here. Is that possible? It's a fight. It's a wrestling. It's a pull. It's a push. So you're not relaxing. You have got a right to speak to the devil and tell the devil you got no right. The devil is not so big that he won't listen to you. Who is older?
You
or the devil? I'm older than the devil.
How can you be troubled by a little lad?
You were there before him. Amen. So you tell the devil, Mfana, get away from here.
Tell the devil, yeah, young
what
man,
are you still doing here? I was in the mind of God before you were there. I've got a right to this. The word of God which God wrote about me tells me I must have this.
Amen.
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 He is my husband and he must come to church. She is my wife. She must come to church. She must believe this message. Is that true? It's not just an empty claim. You know what you're talking about. And God is able to give that to you. Is that said the Lord? He has got to give it up. That's all. Because the Holy Spirit is there to make him do it. Amen.
Amen.
The law of the land is to enforce.
murau wenyika ndewe kumanikidza.
Is by the land, for the land.
Ndezve nyika kunyika.
That's another big message.
Imwe mharidzo huri.
But the law of the Spirit of God is to force Satan to give up that which he has unrightfully, deceitfully taken from God.
Satan izo zvakatora zvisiri pamurau uye nehunyengeri kubva kuna Mwari.
Amen.
Amen.
Souls of men.
Mweya yevanhu.
He took from God.
Yakatora kubva kuna Mwari.
Souls of women.
Mweya yevaru yemadzimai.
Children.
Vana.
Do you see the list?
Murikuona here zviri kutaura nemuprofita.
Men.
Varume.
Women.
Madzimai.
Children.
Vana.
Sicknesses of the body.
Urwere hwemumuviri uyu.
He plays upon people.
Waakaisa pavanhu.
Where God has made them in his image.
Avo vakagadzirwa naMwari mumufananidzo wavo.
To be like him.
Kuti vafanane naye.
And the church is given the rightful legal rights.
Uye kereke inopiwa mvumo dziri pamutemo.
By the Bible.
NeBhaibheri.
To take the Holy Spirit
kutora mweya mutsvene
and enforce this upon them.
Uye wozvimanikidza pavari.
2018. We have lost men
takarasikirwa nevarume
who are now unbelievers.
Vasatende shoko.
Is that true?
Ndizvo here?
Men, brothers,
varume, hama,
who were supposed to be sitting where you are sitting there.
Vaifananga vakagara pawakagara wewe.
But the devil enticed them out. The devil took them out.
Asi diaboli akavakweza akavaisa kunze.
Are you seeing what I'm talking about?
So
the devil takes men.
Saka diaboli anotora varume.
We have got women, sisters.
Tine madzimai hanzvadzi dzedu.
Whom the devil has taken away.
Dzakatorwa kubva pano na diaboli.
And they don't have faith anymore.
Havasina kutenda iye zvino.
To believe the way they used to before.
Kutenda nekatendero kavaimbove nako.
Children.
Vana.
They are supposed to participate in Sunday school.
Vanofanange vachitoita zvino pa Sunday school.
Children.
Vana.
Who are now busy with glue on the street.
Vakuputa glue mumigwagwa.
But they are supposed to be here.
Asi vanofanange vari muno.
Have you seen what I'm talking about?
Murikuona here zvatiri kutaura.
It's things that the prophet is talking about.
Zvinhuwo zviri kutaurwa nemuprofita.
But the reason why he is listing all those.
Asi chikonzero vari kutaura zvese izvi.
He wants you to know.
Vari kuda kuti iwe uzive.
God can bring them back.
Kuti Mwari anokwanisa kuzvidzoreredza.
This is what restoration is all about. We want to see those men back in church. We want to see those women back in church. We want to see those children back in church. Does prayer do it? We can enforce upon the devil by prayer. And tell the devil, give them up. Don't hold them any longer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is that possible? Yeah.
Ongu.
If you are not a parent, you don't know how difficult it is that you wake up in the morning, you go to church and your child is snoring. Or they even wake up earlier than you, they're going somewhere else.
Kana kuti vatokutangira kumuka iyo asi pane kumwe kwavatonanga.
That's how painful it is.
Ndo marwadziro azvinoita.
Is all right?
Ndizvo here?
Yeah.
Hongu.
If you're not married.
Kana usati waroora kana
kuroora. You don't know how painful it is.
Hauzive kuti zvinorwadza sei.
You carrying all the kids some at the back and some this side and the back. You're going to church. The man says, me, I'm going to marry.
Iwe wakabereka mwana kumusana une pamuviri vamwe wakatakura mabhegi. Murume ari kuti ini ndakuenda kwaMereki kunogocha.
You don't know how painful that is.
Hamuzive kuti zvinorwadza sei.
And all the way from home to church, she will be just praying.
Kubva rwendo rwese kubva kumba kuya kuchurch ari kungonamata
mudzimai. And crying.
Achichema.
Do you see?
Muri kuona?
Yes, it happens.
Hongu zvinoitika.
Amen.
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 Murume.
Leaving home.
Achibuda mumba.
The wife is sleeping there.
Mudzimai osara akarara.
And he says, I'm going to church.
Oti ndakuenda kuchurch.
And the woman says,
mudzimai oti,
you don't even have to ask me what I'm going to be doing the rest of the day.
Usatombondibvunza kuti nhasi ndichaswera ndichiitei.
Take the spare key, maybe you find me here. Sometimes you may not even see me here.
Tora makii ako pamunondoona ndisipo pamunondo ndiripo.
And the man is sitting in church and we're preaching.
Murume uyu akadai akagara muchurch tiri kuparidza.
And the imagination
mafungiro ake
is tormenting him.
Zviri kumusunguruza.
Where is my wife right now? What is she doing?
Mudzimai wangu ambori papi and ari kuitei?
What is happening?
Chii chiri kuitika?
Do you see?
Muri kuona?
You don't know the pain.
Hamuzive marwadzo azo.
But pain is what pushes you on your knees to pray.
Asi marwadzo aya ndo anokuendesa pamabvi kuti unamati.
If you don't know what that pain is like, you will never pray.
Kana usingazive marwadziro azo haufi wakanamata iwe.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
How about a man?
Ko zvakadiko nemurume.
He's working and is getting a good salary.
Ari kushanda ari kuwana mari yakanaka.
But he knows that a whole big chunk of his salary is going for prescriptions.
Asano zvati ime mari yakawanda yaari kutambira iri kuenda kumapiritsi nemishonga.
For the sick wife and sick children.
Yevana vari kurwara nemudzimai ari kurwara.
You are supposed to be doing this, you are supposed to also be doing this for the family, but the whole money is going for prescriptions. And extended families. When a lot of problems come, a lot of people go out of their mind.
And
they go to annex, and you can't talk to that person. You speak like this and the answering like this. Isn't that a torment? It's a real torment. But you know what? God has given us a way back.
Amen.
God has given us a way of having that back. So much that you are able to kneel down by prayer of restoration, God can bring that. If God can give us that desperation enough to believe that it is possible, amen.
Amen.
That all our wayward brothers, God can talk to them and bring them in. Is it possible? One day, God went down to Babylon. And he sees a proud king. And he's standing on a big balcony and looks at the whole city and says, I build this city to my liking. There is no city like this in the whole world. I am the superpower and I am the president of the whole world. And God heard that. And says, okay. And he came, he touched his heart. Of the excess. The heart was changed. And the man walked out of the palace. No bye-bye. No notes left behind on who is going to do what. He walked out of the palace. Amen.
Amen.
Not onto the streets, but out into the woods. And he was kneeling down and he was eating grass like a cow. A whole king.
Mambo mukuru.
7 years.
Makore manomwe.
He was eating grass like a cow. God changed his heart. But after 7 years, that same God came again. He said, it is enough. At least the people must know what I can do. Amen.
Amen.
And he changed his heart again. And he said, what am I doing here? Me, eating grass. When I can have cakes for dessert. Amen.
Amen.
I can eat whatever I want. Not grass. He had beard this long. because he never visited the barber shop again.
Eh?
And the hair was hanging like this and full of dew. Brother, and he walks back to the palace. And it was water following. He got to the palace. Firstly, barber shop. Amen.
Amen.
Now he now knows how to check in the mirror. What has happened? God has changed the heart again. Brother, is God able to change a man's heart? The story I am telling you shows that he can do it. He can change men's hearts. He can change the woman's heart. He can change the boy's heart. Yeah, how about the prodigal son? He came back to his senses. We've got so many of these examples of what God can do, and he has done it. So, can he not listen to your prayer? For somebody who is wayward, can God do it? Brother, I want to say God can do it. It doesn't matter where they are living. As long as it's your desire, I believe God can do it. He knows no distance. Amen. But your faith can touch him and bring that which you desire to pass. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I want you to look at this example. I was just talking about going to look at two examples. We are going to look at two examples. Amen. Of restoration. One of them is health. Amen. So that we know that our God can do it. I want to read from a message, I Will Restore. Preached in Los Angeles.
Well,
that is the channel.
1954.
Right on paragraph 2.
Paragraph 2.
Amen. And there's prayer for the sick right there.
It
says, and a little after that, I looked coming across the platform, and above the people's heads, between the balcony and the main floor, and going across there. It was describing like our church, right? Amen. And going across there came a wheelchair. A young lady sitting in it, going across. You already know what he's talking about. It's a vision, right? Amen. So he's seeing a vision. And in this vision, there was a young lady that was sitting in there, and it was going across like this. And he said, and she kept getting older. And when she got about middle-aged woman, why, she got up and walked away. Well, I announced it. Now, that's a vision. That has to happen. No matter, there isn't enough devils in hell to stop it. It's got to happen. Brother, I like this challenge. That when the prophet sees it's a vision and it has got to happen. These are the things that you've got to quote and tell the devil. That there is not enough devils in hell to stop this. To stop what? The word of God from being manifested. It has to happen because it's God who wrote it. Is that true? Amen.
Amen.
It has got to happen. You just mark it down every time and see if it isn't that way.
Imi ngonyora ichete pasi mozoona kuti hazviitike here nenzira iyoyo.
I said there's someone here.
Ndakati ndati pane mumwe munhu pano.
That's in a wheelchair.
Ari mumwheelchair.
And she was crippled since a young lady.
Anga ari chirema kubva ari mudiki.
And she is now healed.
Uye atoporeswa.
For is thus said the Lord.
Nekuti izvanzi naJehovah.
Stand up.
Simuka.
No one got up.
Hapana akasumuka.
I thought that's strange.
Ndikati zvinoshamisa.
What I thought.
Zvino ndakafunga.
Could I be mistaken?
Pamwe ndakanganisa.
I said, call the next person.
Ndikati ngapauye mumwe munhu.
Someone came up.
Pakauya mumwe.
But the Holy Spirit wouldn't speak to that person.
Asi Mweya Mutsvene hauna kutaura nemunhu.
For a vision.
Nechiratidzo.
It turned me around again.
Zvakaita kuti nditendeuka zvakare.
And here came the lady again.
Zvino pakazouya mudzimai zvakare.
That vision again.
Chiratidzo chiya.
Right across.
Pamberi pangu.
With the wheelchair rolling itself.
Ne wheelchair ichifamba pachayo.
Just a vision.
Chingori chiratidzo.
Coming right across the top of the heads of the people.
Chichioneka pamusoro pemusoro yevanhu.
When she got along middle aged.
Paakasvika pazera remakore pakati.
She got up and went away.
Akasumuka akafamba.
This is what the prophet was seeing in the vision.
Ndozvanga zvichionekwa nemuprofita muchiratidzo.
And was waiting for somebody to show up that that's me.
Vanga vakamira mumwe munhu kuti asumuke kuti ndini.
So he could not continue on to anybody else for prayer.
Vanga vasakwanisa kuti vachienda mberi kuna matira mumwe munhu.
Well, I looked around.
Zvino ndakatarisa tarisa.
I seen wheelchairs.
Ndikaona ma wheelchair.
But I couldn't see that woman.
Asi handina kuona mudzimai uyu.
I happened to look sitting right down here.
Ndakatarisa ndikaona pakagara mumwe munhu apa.
And there she was.
Ndopakanga ari.
But I couldn't see the wheelchair.
Asi handina kuona wheelchair.
There's so many people standing around.
Pane vanhu vakawanda vanga vakamira.
They turned away many thousand people that night.
Sakai dzorera vanhu vakawanda zvuru.
They said from that auditorium.
Kubva pa zvimuriyoyo.
They couldn't get sitting.
Vakashaya pekugara.
So I said,
ndakati,
here is the lady.
Uyu ari pano mudzimai.
But I don't see the wheelchair.
Asi handisi kuona wheelchair.
When they moved back,
pavakadzokera shure,
there was the wheelchair.
Pakanga pane wheelchair.
Amen.
Amen.
She had her feet on the floor. For 34 years.
Akanga ane makore 34 asati ambotsika pasi.
She was stricken with multiple sclerosis.
Akanga achirwara nechirwere chinonzi multiple sclerosis.
Her legs were withered up.
Maoko ake akaunyana.
And she was sitting there, I said.
Makumbo ake akaunyana agere ipapo.
My sister.
Ndakati hanzvadzi.
It's thus said the Lord.
Izvanzi naJehovha.
Stand on your feet.
Sumuka netsoka dzako.
Jesus Christ has healed you.
Jesu Kristu akuporesa.
Catholic by faith.
Aive wechitendero chechikatorike.
So she tried to move like that.
Akaedza kufamba saizvozvo.
And she couldn't move.
Akatadza.
I said, someone just touch her by the arm.
Ndikati mumwe munhu ngangomubata ruoko.
But when they started to touch,
tanga kumubata.
Up she got.
Akasumuka.
There she went.
Akafamba.
Her mouth opened.
Murumo wake ukavhurika.
Tears running down.
Misodzi ichierera.
Screaming to the praise of the Lord.
Achidanidzira kurumbidza
Mwari. About an hour later.
Kwapera hour.
She was out on the terrace.
Akanga akumaterrace.
Someone said.
Mumwe munhu akati.
Don't you want to take your wheelchair home with you?
Akati haudi here kuenda ne wheelchair yako kumba.
She says no.
Akati kwete.
Give it to somebody else.
Ipeyo kune mumwe munhu.
Who needs it?
Anoida.
I don't need it anymore.
Ine handichaida wheelchair iyoyo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that wonderful?
Asina kunaka here.
Our God can do it.
Mwari wedu vanokwanisa kuzviita.
He did it.
Vakazviita.
In the ministry of William Branham.
Mushumiro ya William Branham.
I want to say.
Ndoda kuti.
That same God.
Mwari umwe chete uyu.
Who did this miracle.
Akaita mushishamiso.
Is still alive.
Achiri mupenyu.
He can do it again.
Vanokwanisa kuzvidzokorora zvakare.
We are looking for men.
Tiri kutsvaga varume.
And women.
Nemadzimai.
Who can take it up.
Vanokwanisa kuzvitora.
They say it's my turn.
Woti yanguva yangu ini.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because those things can happen again.
Nekuti zvinhu zvinokwanisa kudzokororwa zvakare.
He says the works that I do.
Hanzi mabasa andinoita.
Shall you do also?
Ndichaitawo imi.
Because I go to the Father.
Nekuti ndinodzokera kuna Baba.
So the Father comes back.
Saka Baba anodzoka.
In the church.
Muchurch.
To repeat the same works again.
Kudzokorora mabasa mamwe chete zvakare.
Do you believe God can do it?
Munotenda here kuti Mwari vanokwanisa kuzviita.
God can take care of your health.
Mwari vanokwanisa kugadzirisa utano hwako.
34 years.
Makore 34.
This woman had not touched the ground at all.
Anga asati ambotsika pasi.
Amen. But we believe.
asi tinotenda.
He deals with what men call impossible.
Vanoshanda nezvinhu zvinonzi nevanhu hazvikwanisike.
Amen.
Amen.
So our health is in the hands of the Lord.
Utano hwedu huri maoko aMwari.
God can give it to you.
Mwari vanokwanisa kukupa utano.
Amen.
Amen.
Our situations are different.
Mamiro edu ezvinhu akasiyana.
Some don't hear properly.
Vamwe havanzwe zvakanaka.
Some don't see properly.
Vamwe havaone zvakanaka.
Some don't even smell properly.
Vamwe havagone kunhuhwidza zvakanaka.
Is all right?
Ndizvo here?
Some don't eat certain things.
Vamwe vane zvikafu zvavanonzi havadye.
Amen.
Amen.
But you see, all those things are problems.
Asi muri kuona zvese izvi matambudziko aya.
Amen.
Amen.
It's all problems, one with another. It's just a problem. Finish.
Matambudziko nekusiyana kwaakaita ndonyaya yacho.
We believe that Almighty God.
Asi tinotenda kuti Mwari wamasimba ose.
Can take care of that.
Vanokwanisa kuzvigadzirisa zvose.
He will not say this is a bigger problem than the other.
Havazoti iri dambudziko rakakura kudarika iri.
But as long as it is a problem.
Asi kana ringori dambudziko kwauri.
The Lord is able to take care of that.
Mwari vanokwanisa kukupodza.
How many of you believe that?
Vangani vanozvitenda?
Amen.
Amen.
Even a very situation.
Kunyange mamiriro ako ezvinhu iwe.
Amen.
Amen.
With the many tablets you have.
Nemapiritsa akawanda unawo.
As long as you want the Lord to come in and intervene.
Chero iwe uchingoda kuti Mwari vauye vapindire.
He can take care of that.
Vanokwanisa kukuporesa iwe.
We believe that.
Tinozvitenda izvi.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me take this other one before I close.
Regai nditore mumwe muenzaniso tisati tapedza.
Amen. Back again to restoration of the bright tree.
Tadzoka zvakare kumaridzo mukudzoredzwa kwemuti wemwenga.
It's many of the situations that we have.
Zvimiro zvakawanda zvatinazvo.
Amen. And Brother Bram is talking about this example that took place. And he is giving it as one of the examples to show that God can do it. I believe I just quoted it last meeting here. I'm not sure. But a brother came to
Louisville
from down Georgia.
Kubva kuGeorgia.
Left his car sitting over there.
Vakasiya motokari yavo yakapakwa apa.
And someone stole it.
Mumwe munhu ndokubva aiba.
And he had his clothes, his wife's clothes, his children's clothes.
Maive nehembe dzavo, hembe dzemudzimai nehembe dzevana mumota.
It was Brother Evans here.
Ndi Brother Evans vari pano.
They are usually here.
Vanogara vari pano.
They drive 1500 miles every day.
Vanofamba makiromita 1500 zuva nerimwe nerimwe.
When we have service here.
Patinenge tine service pano.
Coming in here to have service.
Kuya pano kuzopinda muservice.
10 kilometers is too much for somebody.
Vamwe 10 kilometers dzakatowandisa.
Ah, it's too far.
Ah, kuchechi kure.
I don't have enough fuel.
Andina fuel yakakwana.
I will save this money for this, that, and the other.
Ndichachengeta mari kuti ndizoita zvimwe izvo
neizvo. Brother, these brothers are going to stand in judgment against you.
Hama idzi dzichazomira mukutongwa dzichipikisana newe.
Driving 1500 miles.
Vaifamba mamaira 1500
to go to church.
Kuti vaende kuchurch.
I'm not sure how this will convert into kilometers.
Uno multiply ne 1.6 kuti uone makilometer.
So it's very far.
Kure.
It's over 2,000, right?
Another 2,000.
Going to church.
Kuenda ku church.
Because they knew I'm going to get something out.
Nekuti vanoziva vaiziva kuti pane zvatichawana ikoko.
Amen.
Amen.
Ndaogara kuchitungwiza saka ndichakwanisa kuenda ku
church. I'm staying kuchitungwiza, so I can no longer come to church.
Yeah, ndakawana imba ku Whitecliff saka.
I found a house in Whitecliff, so
hakuna makombi ari direct.
So there are no direct combis to go to Whitecliff.
Saka ndichakwanisa kuenda ku church.
So I'm no longer able to come to church.
Sure.
Unotaura chokwadi here? Unorevesa?
Hazviite.
It's not possible.
Unenge usati wachibata.
You have not yet caught it.
Amen. I got a job.
Ndakawana basa.
So this job I finish 6:30.
Saka basa iri ndopedzana 6:30.
So 6:30 to come to church.
Saka ndapedzana 6:30 ndozouya futi kuchurch.
No. I'll be late.
Ndinenge ndatononoka kare.
Because you see, I've already missed quiet time.
I've already missed. Ndatopotsa quiet time ne song service.
So no, I thought I can't go.
Saka ndangoona kuti hazvichaita ndiende kuchurch.
You know, even if you come for 5 minutes.
Ndozati kunyange kwaya 5 minutes.
God is going to do something for you.
Mwari vachatokuitira chimwe chinhu.
We have church, Shammai.
Come to church.
Come.
Uya.
It doesn't matter what time you finish.
Asina basa utinguwai.
Amen.
Amen.
Even if you just come to greet brothers here.
Unyange ukangoya uzokwazisa hama pano.
Zatoita.
It's okay with you.
Amen.
Amen.
Zatoita ukasvika varipo. God bless you.
Meet brothers here.
Zvinobva zvanamira wewe.
Just greet them and catch the anointing.
Amen.
Amen.
So you got no excuse.
Auna pembedzo.
Amen.
Amen.
So, and this poor fellow was here without anything.
700
and something miles from home.
And
he didn't know what to do.
He
turned it to the police. But they had a big racket in
Louisville.
They were stealing cars
and
painting them.
And
you don't have a little title there to sell it.
Amen.
You don't longer have your book doesn't work now.
And
they make you a title, blue book. In a few minutes, to any number you want to put it at. So they were having a terrible time. Amen.
So this issue is everywhere.
So we got down on our knees. Amen. This is the way to do it. So we go down on our knees. Now, Jesus. Come on, let's go. So Jesus wouldn't have had to do that. For he was the Word. Amen. The Word of the Lord came to the prophets. There wasn't the Word. But the Word came to them. But Jesus was the Word. See, he don't have to pray. He was God himself. But we are his prophets. His servants. Amen. Who the Word of the Lord comes to. Then the prophet is vindicated by whether it's the word of the Lord or not. By what he says, it comes to pass. Amen.
Amen.
So then we have a scripture here
that
Jesus said, wherever two or more are gathered in my name, and if they will agree, I will be in the midst. And if they will agree on touching any one certain thing and ask it. Don't doubt it. They shall have what they have asked. It will be given to them. Amen.
Amen.
Now, there is the law. Now, the one that's here to enforce that law is the Holy Spirit. How about the people who don't believe in the Holy Spirit, would reject him? Amen. You are rejecting your own peace and mercy.
Now,
we got on our knees. About five men. With Brother Fred Southman. And many of the others were there. Four or five men. And we knelt down. And I pleaded this case before God. And then I took the word or the promise, sent it forth. The great Holy Spirit, as he took the word to save the
summon,
a vision broke. And I saw a man going towards Bowling Green,
Kentucky,
with a yellow shirt on, driving his truck. The Holy Spirit came upon him, condemned him, and he turned around about halfway. I saw him came back and parked the car on a certain street over across the river.
Here,
I raised up and told the brethren, thus said the Lord. When they started out, they went on the road and there was a car sitting there, half empty with gasoline, where the tank half empty, where it had been filled up, just enough to take him halfway to Bowling Green and bring him back. Now, those men are sitting right here this morning as witnesses. What is it? Enforcing. Give it back. You see, that's right. That's what I'm talking about. Restore it. Bring it back to its rightful owner. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if Satan has robbed you of the privilege of being son or daughter of God, we have a right this morning by the Holy Spirit to enforce the claim of God. Bring them back. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bring them back. This is what we know that our God can do. Amen.
Amen.
You could have lost it. But tonight, this morning, you can have the courage to know that there is a God who can do it for you. Amen.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what it is. When you come to claim it, he says, there's enough devils in hell that can stop you from having it back. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother, in this life we live in, we might not know what is happening to the different brethren. Somebody might be suffering in their hearts because they lost something. Could be your health, could be something else. But brother, sister, men can't help you. Police can't help you. Soldiers can't help you. Only God.
Amen.
It's only God who can help you. Because men have got limitations. Is that right? But God has no limitations. We have a Father who knows and He loves us. And He is able to help us. Let's stand upon our feet.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We've gone through some of the principles. What happens? To say, is it possible? I lost it. Yes, I don't have it. But is it possible that I can have it back? This is the scripture that we've been talking about. It is possible that God can give it back to you. Amen.
Amen.
We want to close the service knowing that it is possible that God can give us back that which belongs to us. Your health, even whatever else that you lost, our God can do it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do we believe that this morning? Amen.
Amen.
We want to close our eyes. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee.
Timber, where we? I need thee, I need thee.